Hello, hello. So, in order for me to feel like I am doing the best I can to help you, I'm actually going to go back to the very beginning of my story with struggling with a chronic condition. And I want to go back, let's say 20 years or so, so that you can kind of understand the process that I went through and kind of how I learned what works and what doesn't work. So bear with me while I kind of tell my story here on exactly how all of this came about. So I actually had gone through most of my life as very hypermobile. In my childhood, I can recall times of like sprains and just joint pain in general. But it was one of those where I kind of played hard, so I just assumed it was just kind of par for the course. I did have my daughter at the age of 22, and she was about 3 weeks early. No issues, and I was lucky for that because I know other people with Ehlers-Danlos have issues with pregnancy. Fairly good pregnancy for that. I worked in healthcare and I did anywhere from 10 to 12 hour days and found that my feet were constantly hurting and I was overweight from the pregnancy and had gone to a specialist to get fitted for, equipment for my feet to make that so I wouldn't have so much pain. And when I went to get fitted for the orthotics, the podiatrist had said that he didn't think he could make an orthotic for me that was going to work for me. And I was very puzzled by this because, as you know, they're not very cheap. And I had a new baby at the time, and I was 26 at the time, and I was very floored by the fact that he really couldn't do an orthotic that was going to work for me. And we did some testing in his office, and we did some further, he drew on my feet and asked me to walk across his entire office, which was like just weird to me. And I remember thinking, like, this is super weird. Like, does everyone else have to do this? And he came back and he said, you have something called Ehlers-Danlos. And I was like, say what? Spell what? What are you talking about? And he said, are you interested in being a case study? Because you're probably one of the worst cases I've ever seen. And at 26, you don't want to enter into a condition, one that you didn't even know how to say, you didn't know how to spell it, and it kind of sounded like tragic at the time. When I was 26, looking up Ehlers-Danlos didn't sound like a great thing because a lot of people didn't know about it. And I remember leaving that office and not returning because I was kind of floored by the diagnosis and I was a bit stumped as to what to do with so little research on the subject. I kind of dug in at that point in time to see what I could understand about the disorder and kind of ignored it for several years and also regretted not being a case study because I realized had I been a case study when I was 26 that possibly I could have helped other people. But my mindset was I was a little scared to be diagnosed with something like that. And I was also a little bit nervous at the fact that he had already presented that he couldn't really help me. And so I was kind of taken aback in regards to, well, then how do I work with this or how do I fix this? So I continued into my 20s, kind of dealing with the same aches and pains. I also had noticed a couple years after the diagnosis that fatigue started to get pretty bad. And I noticed my fatigue was pretty horrible. I kept being told that it was because I was a new mom. I kept being told that because I was overweight. I kept being told that it was my diet without even being asked what my diet was. I kept being tested for several different diseases and disorders and viruses, and everything kept coming back negative for any other disorders. And so it kept coming back to, well, lose some weight and maybe you'll feel better. And I didn't actually learn until late into my 30s how lazy physicians are when they make that statement of just lose some weight and things will be better. I actually didn't learn that. I thought that was just constantly my fault. But, you know, when you're overweight and you're already tired and exhausted and hardly able to manage a home life and a work life, it's very difficult when no one really helps you try to get past those hurdles. And that was my biggest frustration when it started with healthcare in general. Healthcare does have a place with chronic conditions, but you have to put it in a category of not being the primary source. I have found that healthcare for me has not been the primary source of where I've gotten the help from. So that's a little bit of kind of where the start of my story was and how I had to learn very quickly to do the research on my own and do some trial and error. And it was not my diet, for starters, just so you're aware. My diet was not the issue. My weight probably played 30% into the issue, but the fatigue was debilitating. The fatigue was severe, and there are things that can help you, but the fatigue will stay. Unfortunately, with most chronic conditions, it will just be a part of it. You just have to learn how to manage your life with it. And that's one thing that we'll cover in the future, is how do you manage the amount of spoons that you have per day to get done what you need to get done on a daily basis. So that's one thing that we'll be delving into a little bit more. But for starters, I just kind of wanted to tell you kind of how I came about to understanding what role healthcare played and what role I needed to play in order to live my best life for myself. It's taken me several years of research and extensive trial and error for things. And also, I know and I'm aware that some things that I will tell you that I do for me may not work for you. And that's kind of the trial and error that you will have to try to see what works best for you. So, as I always state, if there's anything you want me to cover, please make sure to let me know and I will be sure to include it if I've researched it. If I have not researched it, it's something that I will definitely dive into and look and see what I can find to help out. So I hope this helps somebody on your journey, and I look forward to talking to you in the future. Bye.